Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is another one off my Shazam.
I know this one. This is a good one.
I actually heard this in a restaurant in Pigeon Forge.
Oh, really? Why is he doing that?
I don't know. It sounds like Hawk.
Hang on a second.
It's like there's a channel missing or something.
I don't know why it's doing it here. I got you here. Hang on.
You know what it is? It's it's a hater in the building.
Hater.
Well, might be Bill Hater for all I know. I'm a Bill Hater.
I hate.
Oh,
Bills.
He's a new cat in the hat. That looks stupid.
Look at
I meant Bills in general. I like the big beautiful one.
The big beautiful. He works here.
This is one of those songs where you're probably passing judgment on me right now for playing it, but
can I mention something that you mentioned to me in passing just now that I do the same thing you do? When you talk about Star Trek and you talk about George Takei, I also refer to him as Zulu.
Yes, I know it's
Zulu.
Oh, here's the clap part.
I can make your ass clap.
Come on, Peloton.
Come on.
Go, Peloton.
Yeah, I know it's Zulu, but that doesn't sound right to me.
They really don't.
Zulu.
Shaka Zulu.
No.
That's
no.
What he watched in high school, Batman.
Like 14 times. Shout out to Coach Sam McCollum. Sugar Bear, he would, we were still on VCRs back then. So where were we at yesterday, folks? Because, you know, Shaka Zulu was like 6 hours, 4 or 5, I don't know.
Stupid long.
And we're like, we don't remember. He's like, well, let's start it over again.
Oh,
so I saw half that movie like 14 times. Never finished it. Don't say it. Don't give it away. Don't give it away. I didn't finish it. I mean, I can't tell you what happened at the end. I understand there was a second one. Seems, I mean, that's wild.
Well, it wasn't as long as the first one.
Yeah. Shoot. So the thing that Pate said earlier about the feuding rock and roll stars, I had a feeling that I knew one of them, but I was like, no, that ain't why that was on top of mine. I thought it was going to be Ozzy against somebody. Osborne fame. But then I was like, no, that ain't why he was thinking about that, you moron.
No.
It's because he's like the you know, Bill Goldberg. He just wrestled his last match on Saturday.
Well, was that Doug Dillinger sitting beside Dally? Dude, yeah, it was.
Dude, yes. Was that not like, that was so cool because one of my favorite non-family moments of my life is being, and it sounds very gay, but was being in Dusty Rhodes' hotel room in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, baby.
Talking to him, and Doug Dillinger was laying on the bed, and they were watching the Florida State game. I don't remember who they were playing, but Doug Dillinger just laying there with his hands behind his, you know, head on the headboard. And we sitting there talking to Dusty Rhodes, baby.
Watching the ball game, baby.
And then there he was. Bill, you ready?
Chuck Zito was back there, which I thought was kind of odd.
Okay, so I was wondering. I recognized Ernest the Cat Miller.
Yeah.
Instantly.
I popped for him, and I was like, it's Chuck Zito. I knew he was buddies with Goldberg.
Yeah. I tell you, I know it's off subject, but, like, I enjoyed that match. Paige, you remember Gunter that was here that signed the wall?
Yes, very handsome,
ring
nice
general.
Man.
Gunter.
He actually retired Bill Goldberg.
He did. Yeah. He was going to whip his son's ass, too.
They're setting that up.
Old Gage.
That kid's already got, like, apparel. Like merch.
Yeah, he's going to play football. I can't remember
but
where.
But he's already got, like, it's even worse than, like, the Arch Manning stuff, where they were, you know, selling Arch Manning's high school jersey. Like, sorry, but if you're a grown man wearing a high school kid's jersey as a fan, you're a little weird.
Arch has already got a new new commercial too for some clothing I never heard of, but yeah, he's getting up there. Colorado Gage plays for
already
plays for Dion. Yeah, Coach Bryan.
Oh wow.
Yeah, should have went to Georgia, Gage.
Wow. Yeah, but
I don't know how good he is. Like, I don't know what is he a 3-star or 4-star? Like, I didn't.
Got that look of.
He got a thick neck.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yep. He's got that look of he's going to be like. I'd like to see what Rick Steiner's son, Bron Breakker, looked like as a young boy. But God. Like, you could like literally see that same kind of look in Lil Goldberg.
Or Scott's boy. Scott's got a boy that is coming up through the ranks, evidently.
God, I bet that. I can't imagine Scott Steiner being your dad. Can you imagine that?
He'd be little son punk.
Like, you might. He might be like cool dad, maybe, you know. But then he could also be like. Dickhead dad.
He's also the type of dad you don't want to have if you have a good-looking girlfriend.
Right, yes.
Why like, is he going to steal your...
No, but he's going to ask you some explicit...
He was the big, bad booty daddy.
He was.
So, I mean, he didn't have an ass, really, but that's just his nickname.
He didn't
have a big butt. I mean, if we're going by the big, bad booty daddy, that was Rikishi.
You come out looking like a pharaoh anyway with all your gold on.
He did.
He just walked out of a sarcophagus.
Oh, Lord. It wasn't bald, but like he had his bleached blonde, but he come out in his gold pharaoh chains.
So anyway, retiring. Goldberg, he retired. I agree with you, Fat Boy, though. He could come back every couple years. But I understand you don't want to leave. Like, you don't want to hang on too long.
Let him get decrepit at this point and bring it back anyway.
Well.
You think that's why Ozzy retired? Because we know why he retired. But.
Well, so what was...
It was odd to see him in that chair.
What's the controversy? Is the controversy people paying a lot of money and then they're like, dude, if you play another concert, we're going to sue.
Well, you know, they announced earlier this was going to be it because it's Parkinson's.
Right.
And he wasn't going to be able to perform much anymore, so this was going to be the
really
last show.
He really has it, unlike Rosie O'Donnell claiming people have diseases they don't.
He was in a, like, you know, when Dave Grohl was in a chair, he broke his leg, but Ozzy was in the chair the whole concert. They wheeled him out, you know,
well,
back
what
and
was
forth.
B.B. King's damage?
Paige wrote him too hard that they didn't stand up anymore.
My gosh, Paige. showed him your Lucille, did you? No.
So this money was going to go to charity, and... I guess that's the first point you can mention.
Charity?
Well, I don't know if it's a specific charity or if this is going to go straight. So let me see what here.
I thought it was for like education.
Or to do it, Habitat for Humanity in San Francisco.
I feel like they might divide it. Okay, it said that it was going to go Birmingham Children's Hospital, of course, in England.
Yeah.
Not here. And a couple different children's hospital. Dude, they raised, now this is what they're saying, total. Of all the ticket sales, the stream.
For one concert.
One concert. $200 million. And you're going to donate all that between those two? So people were saying...
I don't believe that number.
I don't either. But people were saying when Sharon sees the ticket sales, you know, she's probably going to...
Well, I mean, think...
Keep
do you
a
think,
portion of it.
Well, think of the profits. Do you think those people volunteered their times, or did she have to pay everybody for being there?
That's the way it goes with charity. Well, you got to read the fine print. Like, proceeds go, and then proceeds. Is it 100% of the proceeds, or a portion of the proceeds?
Yeah.
Are you paying yourself out of that, too? That's what a lot of charities have to deal with.
It was star-studded, so I'm sure you had to drop some dollars to get those people over there. As far as everybody in Black Sabbath, did they do it for free?
Well... It said they had 40,000 attendees, and they had almost 6 million viewers on the live stream. And, of course, the range of ticket prices. But here's what Paige is talking about, paying the bands. This is kind of where it got to.
I know this business.
Well, Sharon said there was a band she had to drop. And she said she would name who it was, but she hasn't named them yet.
Well, I remember her getting in an argument with whoever their management was. It wasn't the band.
She said somebody was trying to make money off it, and they dropped them from the bill. Well, they asked how much they were going to get paid. So I don't know if the other bands got paid or not. Like how that worked out. She said it was not Iron Maiden.
Oh.
And she would say who it was, but she hasn't said who it was yet.
Okay, so where was the, like, what was the seating capacity of the place?
It said 40,000 attendees, so I don't know.
Okay, so even if you strip out the VIP, which were $1,000 a ticket, 175 pounds, that works out a little over, I think, $200 cash, which is a low number. So $200 times 40,000, you work that out, what is that, $8 million.
And it was packed. I saw Jack's perspective. He was in the middle of it, and there was people everywhere.
Streaming was $29.99. But, ooh, they had a bundle where you could get the stream and an official T-shirt for $64.99.
They gobbled that up too.
That's very inflated. That's very. But you know what? Like,
I don't know what this will tell me, but
it's for a good cause. What did they stream it on? Because see, this is what you got to realize, and this is just.
Said they performed for free.
But yeah. Whoever streamed it did not stream it for free.
No.
Absolutely.
So everybody has to come together and say, nah, I cannot find what the percentage is.
Who all got to write it off on their taxes?
Yep.
Is what it is. Wow.
Just like, don't you love in a restaurant? Hey, you want to donate to a children's hospital? It's like, I'm paying you for pretty much giving you your money back and you get the tax break.
Yeah, you know, and also, like, that could be a lot of artists could look at this because, you know, the way they're doing, like, WrestleMania, for instance, you can go to those VR places and watch WrestleMania or SummerSlam or whatever, and it's so immersive it seems like you're actually there.
Yeah,
I could see.
Oh yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, but I'd like to just see what it was like.
Do you feel like the view wouldn't be that good?
It is about camera work when they show it. You're not actually there seeing the your eyes on it yourself, the POV. But I mean, I could see this being where like Beyonce or somebody like that does one show a year or, you know, several or whatever, but they're all streamed because they did one concert and got that much money off of it. That's insane.
I mean, I don't think it's bad to ask if you're going to make money off it. Like, I wish you would say who it was, like the band that.
It's because this generation, because our parents maybe a little, not all, but some maybe a little more gullible or naive to charity and how it really works. But then our generation kind of, I don't know, I think we're more sus than everybody else. We're like, okay, we've heard about this children's home and blah, 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 and this just, it ain't right. And why would this celebrity start a foundation? Oh, okay. All their family works for the foundation now, and it's all a tax write-off for everybody.
They said it was a 10-hour event. And it said it was the reunion, Ozzy, Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, and Bill Ward. But I thought Zach Wilde was there, too.
Who would want to go there?
I think he was.
Yeah.
And
how many up and Maynard, down buzzes can you get Maynard and there? Lose over 10 hours? Like, God bless, man. You just got to – that's going to be
– I couldn't
nauseating.
Do it.
It's like, do it in the fall,
I couldn't
too.
Do it out in the sun because I'd look like a –
hell no.
So sunburned.
7 hours beyond. Of Dollywood about beating my ass.
In the hospital.
Oh, okay. So Metallica was there. GNR, Slayer, Pantera, Gojira, Hailstorm, Alice in Chains.
Gojira.
Yeah. Tons of bands. Mastodon, Anthrax.
Oh, what a great time for the Lord to come back if you'd been there.
So I guess, like, if you're paying that much for a ticket, you're really getting a great deal.
You are. It's like the show to end all shows.
And even streaming it. But again, like, are you going to stream 10 hours of anything consecutively?
No.
God.
I take Metallica out of it because they hand over fist money. They would do it for free. They don't care.
Yeah.
Some of these other bands, like, don't give them anything, and they would agree to do it for free?
Yeah, but it goes off. I mean, they get to tax it off. Plus, it goes on their portfolio. Like, you played Ozzy's last. I mean, that's. If
that's
I was in a metal
big.
Band, I'd be like, you know what? I'll do it for free if I can say I was on the big 10-hour
thing. Beyond that, like what Marilyn Manson said, that, you know, he was told not to listen to that music, but he did.
Oh, and, I thought it was, I don't like to hear the word no.
No, no, I mean, he did a video contributing. Not everybody was physically there.
I'm so skeptical about charities. And like, you know, and a lot of them could be on the up and up.
A lot of them are.
You're going to give a charity over $100 million for a couple people to manage that. Somebody's skimming somewhere. It's just going to happen.
Well,
and it's happened before to ones that I don't have to mention, the big ones that have, you know, been misappropriated.
And a lot of them are, their hearts were in the right place, started in the right place, but then corporations take them over or bad accounting that, I mean, it's like.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
In this situation, it's going to the children's hospital. So, like, the stuff that I've done in the past, I know that I've worked hard to contribute to something that I believed in. And for going to the children's hospital, they definitely need it.
You know what? I'm not calling anybody out specifically, but a lot of these hospitals could fund their own children's hospitals many times over and just won't. But I hope that wherever it's going, it gets appropriated the right way.
Well, I hope it does too, so people that don't have money can get whatever they need to save their child's life.
But imagine the money you could save if you didn't have the founder's name and big neon on the side of the building. I think that would save a little bit of money. I think we're going to remember that he started it, but do you need the huge neon sign up there to say created by?
If you're like Mastodon or, you know, even, you know, whatever version of Pantera you're getting out, you're like, look, break us off a little, right? I mean, a couple hundred mil.
What?
I mean, if Ozzy kept a little, nobody's going to complain.
This said that everybody did full sets too. My God.
10 hours.
You could be like a Ground Zero original and you still go every Saturday night and all that stuff. Like, God, that's just, maybe I'm just at the point where I just.
At some point, you just want to see Mick.
You go get like 3 hours of my attention. The rest of the time, I'm going to be waiting in the beer line or waiting to pee.
But just think about
maybe
Ozzy
both at the same time.
And how epic this was. This was the last show that he would ever do in his lifetime. Wouldn't you want to be there just to support him?
No.
As a fan.
No.
To say goodbye.
I could have done that with Alan Jackson. I chose not to. There was another one. I actually had a thought the other day. It's kind of sadistic and weird, but like I passed on going to see Willie Nelson. And I love Willie Nelson, but I've heard and seen his live performances now. And I would be miserable the whole time because it just ain't as good anymore. So what if you put on headphones, you go see these folks, maybe just can't do it anymore, but in the headphones, it runs through some harmonizer and makes it sound like Willie did in 81.
You're like, it's not right. Because I see what you look like now. Well, you shouldn't sound like that.
But, you know, a song is a song because it was recorded one time and it was perfect. And then they rely on that. I mean, how many times do you go to a concert where they'll even get tired of doing the same song? They'll change a chord here and there or let you sing sometimes. Like, they're tired of singing that
same song. What about Fogerty? When he didn't have the rights to those songs, they wouldn't play him out of spite. Like, well, you're going to hear, you know, Center Field for...
Over
2 hours
and over
ago.
Again. I know.
The only
it's
song?
Like going to see Roger
I know he's a
Waters.
Legend, but still.
Oh, Paige.
Oh, Lord.
Roger Waters or Muddy Waters, Paige? Who was more sexually attractive?
I don't know.
She
don't
says
I
Charlie
have no
Waters.
Horse in that race.
David Gilmore hates both of them.
Paige, what is up in the Plex? Speaking
oh, my
of
gosh. Well, today is a national holiday, sort of. It's Mac and Cheese Day. So if you had to give up mac and cheese, what would you give up to keep
what?
It?
What would you give up to keep mac
yes. and cheese? Yes. If you would give up something before mac and cheese, what would it be?
I don't know. I don't know if I value mac and cheese that much anymore.
I don't that much anymore.
Oh, homemade macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
The cheese, man. The cheese gets you when you get older. It's like it just stops you up.
No, he's right.
Really?
And plus, it's like just down deep. Like, it's real, real bad for you.
Lactose intolerance? Is that what we're talking about?
It's like when bears
hibernate. It's got to have a lot of cheese on it. And I don't mean, like, the powder cheese. I mean, like, real cheese.
I mean, real cheese.
And that's not good.
Baked in the oven. No, it is delicious.
Yeah, but it puts me in a food coma. It's literally, like, I have to take a nap now. And I hate that. Like, I love candy jams, but God bless, they tear my insides out.
Okay.
Just like that chili.
I love them. Like that chili. One more time. Roll me up and serve.
The leaders of the P1 revolution. The Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, today is National Mac and Cheese Day, which is delicious. And I love macaroni and cheese.
You like bacon in it?
No.
You don't like it loaded? Sometimes. Like you like your men. I don't mean wealthy, I mean drunk. Wasted.
Yes, so you can take advantage of them. Okay.
Wow.
Folks,
why not? How she works.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's why my not? House, my rules.
Take their kidney and leave them in a tub right. of ice.
What was her rule? Lobster dinner? That's what gets you in the bed?
Yeah. If you think that, yeah, you can't like, what you say, no happy meal to get this happy meal or something.
She wants crab legs. King crabs, too, not opies or dungies.
Right. Work no for, imitation
it
crab
It worked
meat.
For my husband. He took me down to the coast.
We're going to get you some legs.
He never had an unhappy day. So.
Oh, yeah. I was getting it left and right.
Mississippi mud pie.
I was beating it up.
I was all up in them guts pies.
Oh, my God.
I hope you're female.
I was in them guts with the crab legs.
All right.
I had the little pinchers.
You know, I saw a picture of, this magician that you do, David Blaine.
Oh, yeah, Blaine.
I saw it in a magazine at the over the break.
Thank
and
you very much,
I man. Literally heard that in my head.
I love
like,
that.
You've so associated yourself with David Blaine now.
Do you know, I laughed so hard when I saw there's some show with David Blaine and he was kissing a snake.
What?
Like,
oh, Lord.
And
what
I,
are we talking about?
All I can imagine is that creepy voice bending down.
Was this snake 7 inches long, maybe?
No, it was a big...
I'm going to kiss the snake.
Like, I want to, like, I don't want to, like, watch him have sex, but I want to hear what the end of it sounds like.
He
like,
was kissing
somebody
a cobra.
That subtle and just, you know, lethargic?
I want to see the end.
Oh, man, that was good.
I feel like the end's going to happen somewhere else that you would not expect.
So if you were
Because, you know, she's like this, trying to keep one eye closed, like, oh.
Oh.
Are you like, is it over?
Like, was this snake attached to someone's torso?
No, he and they was just on falls the ground the and he was bending down, kissing a snake.
I'm going to do a sex move called the David Copperfield real quick.
I'm going to play butt quarters with this snake.
Well, the snake is taller than a
He's
man.
He's
going
to pick it up and walk it across the room.
Don't do this at home on your own.
I'm going to French kiss this garter snake.
I can't even try. Like, I can't discipline myself down the road.
You have to.
It's so funny.
I don't even smoke, but I guess I can do
it. Can you say oom-papa, 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 mau-mau?
I can't do an Oak Ridge for you.
Please. Just try.
So why David Blaine in the Oak Ridge
I don't know. Where did we go?
I don't know. I was going right, to say, so, I don't know why David Blaine came up, but he did.
I don't know, but it works. It made me think of the snake situation.
She loves magicians.
She does. She loved Copperfield until she found out about. You know,
God, allegations. If you ever met killer bees, I think you'd flash them as soon as he walked in.
Sure. Okay. So today is National Mac and Cheese Day, which makes some of us happy, except for two in the room.
And I just can't do it as much.
So 56, they did a study, which is kind of silly, but 56% of Americans say they'd be willing to give up coffee or social media before they give up their macaroni and cheese. Now, I'll take it any way I can get it. I used to love the box macaroni and cheese when I was growing
Perfect.
Up.
Spirals?
Yes.
My wife will say, let me make you good macaroni. I'm like, the macaroni has to match the same crap level of the food. If I'm having a family-sized Salisbury steak... Ugh, it's got to be God. Garbage macaroni to go with it. It's got to be.
It's like, good.
Honest to God, do you talk about that all the time. Do you enjoy Salisbury steak, or is it in your – it's tradition, it's who you are?
You know what? That's kind of what it is.
Did your mama make that all the time for you?
Well, nobody did. It was just stuck in the microwave.
That's what was around. Yes. The other night, I'm like, I wanted something I haven't had since I was a kid, treat meat. I got it. It was terrible. I couldn't eat it. It was like, oh, this sucks. Like
canned meat. Just,
and I even burned it like you're supposed to.
That's like military food.
I was like, it sucks.
My dad sucks to think that our boys and girls were having to eat that crap.
Well,
I know.
I'm not being condescending.
No, I know.
But my dad, he would eat that, and I would just say, you don't need to be eating that. We can afford real food. You
Every
don't
need base
rations.
Should have a Golden Corral. I don't care if you're overseas or here. Feed them good.
And why would you eat?
RFK Jr. would be totally against that.
Why would you make your kids eat something that's called blank on a shingle and make them eat that? Which my daddy did. And
Shouldn't
I said, this is terrible. Why would I eat this? We can afford
good.
Real food here.
Like beef stroganoff. Great.
Stroganoff. I never knew shingles was anything on a roof. I literally thought it was the disease. So when they would talk about blank on a shingle, I'm like,
that's how you get rid of it.
I didn't get it.
That's like pissing on a jellyfish.
No, you don't piss on the jellyfish. Pisses on you.
Pee on the fish.
If you
what
have
you
a sty,
doing?
You have to piss on a jellyfish on the corner.
I'm on the pier arcing them off from the jellyfish.
If you have a sty on your eye, you got to piss on a jellyfish.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Morning Show. Rise, guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say hello, famous people born on July the 14th. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Or suck it.
That's right. Start with this fella. Last time I saw him was in the Roadhouse remake.
Conor McGregor.
It is Conor McGregor's birthday.
I'm going to say GSP. He's in some Marvel movies. I did not realize till.
GSP?
Yeah. He's in some Marvel Winter or Marvel War, Civil War.
Oh, Winter Soldier. Old
Bucky.
Yeah,
that's it. I think.
I forgot he was in that.
The only reason I knew it is because I saw they did autographs in that set, and his 1 of 10 went for like $4,000. I'm Jeez. Like, God bless, man.
Did you watch the Roadhouse remake?
Yeah, I liked it.
Connor was naked.
Oh,
that's what I liked. No, yeah.
Best part, see his ass.
It was, not as good as the first one, but it was. No. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was entertaining. Good fights in there.
Conor McGregor is. 45 or 46?
I'll say 47.
Conor McGregor is 37 years old.
Good Lord.
He's got a few more, maybe a couple more fights in him, right?
Wow.
You would think.
Wow.
Let's go to this fella.
If you look up on his backstory and Dudley Boy.
Yeah, this is Dudley Boy.
Bubba.
It is Bubba's birthday. Or you may know him as Bully Ray.
I know him as Adult Sanchez.
He wouldn't do it. He was with Velvet Sky for a long time. Yeah. I don't think they're still together. She probably asked him to sign a chair, and he's like, I'll put it across your head before I sign it.
Wow. he's 45 or 46. That number, both of those numbers are coming into my head right now.
45 or 46,
yeah.
I'll say 45.
I will say this number surprised me a little bit.
Oh, it's 50 then.
54.
No
wow.
way.
Yeah.
Way off.
Bully Ray.
Well, maybe I'm just dyslexic.
How old is Devon?
54.
We have to find out how old Devon is. Devon was a great dude when he was here with D'Lo Brown.
Oh, dude.
They were both awesome.
Remember I was doing the little video. I was at and doing like the smart talk. Like I was cutting a promo on him. And he walked up behind me and put me in a freaking headlock. And it was a little stiff at the beginning just for fun.
Yeah.
And then he kind of pulled back. And I was like, God bless. Like I thought I'd said something. Because that's when they were doing the Aces and Eights biker gang.
But the boys love doing that to you when you're not one of the boys.
That's why I thought the Nasty Boys were just messing with me that night, and he really wanted to kill me.
They get a little stiff with you, his big arms. Mm-hmm. Let's go. This gentleman right here was on a little show called Party of Five. Huge hit in the 90s. He was also on Lost, which your daughter Matt's watching right now.
Yes.
No spoilers.
Well, her name's Grace. I didn't name her after me.
That's the spoiler.
My daughter, Matt. Yeah, she's going to be Matt Woman if she ever goes on the radio.
That's great. I love it.
Matthew Fox.
Ah, yeah. Is she related to...
He was the older brother on Party of Five.
You thought I was going to say Michael J. I was going to say Jamie Fox, but no, not that one either.
Cousins, maybe.
Jamie Fox and Red Fox. Wow, never thought about that. Any relation? The spelled Fox the same way.
There's a lot of Red Fox clips going around.
Some of them not good for radio.
No.
Were they bad?
One chick asked him in the crowd, hey, Red, is that your real hair? And he said, are those your real boobs? But he said the T word.
Yeah.
Because she had real small ones.
And he wasn't talking about birds either.
That's funny.
I will say then, also, how old was Bubba Ray?
54.
I'll go also 54. But okay. I can tell by your body language that's not right. So it's going to be higher, Paige.
He is 59 years old, Matthew Fox.
Oh. That, if I did have a daughter named Matthew, her middle name would be Fox. Because that's a family name, believe it or not.
Really, Fox?
My great-grandpa's name was Dylan Fox. I thought that was like the coolest.
Kind of rock star.
Is that a famous name?
Dylan Fox? It sounds like a porn star name, doesn't it? If God, Fox had like three X's in it. No, he was a guy, and he was very hetero.
Is he handsome?
Well, that'd be gay incest, Paige. Yeah,
I'm very handsome. Right.
That's the worst kind.
Dylan Fox.
This is Freddy Krueger's theme song, but it is not Robert Englund's birthday.
Okay, then you're going to go funny on that and say it's Johnny Depp's birthday, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
He played Freddy Krueger in the reboot. He was also he was a Bad News Bear.
Give me the initials. I need them.
J-E-H.
Yeah, dang it. Jackie Earl Haley.
Jackie Earl Haley.
I could have done that without it, but I couldn't.
Jackie
Earl Haley.
He does a bunch of stuff. Kelly Leak in the Bad News Bears. Kelly takes a leak behind the dugout.
I'm shocked.
One ball, two strikes.
That we're already to the high numbers that we are. I'll give 58 for my favorite Impala by Chevy.
59.
Jackie Earl Haley is 64.
No, what? Good God, man.
Years old today.
What happened? Like, what happened?
I don't know. Bad News Bears, great movie.
Just life just
flies by, man. It really does. Like, this chick's got a birthday today, and I don't have her song that she's singing, 40-year-old virgin. I had to make sure I said 40 because sometimes it sounds like I'm saying four. She was Sue on Glee, host of Hollywood Game Night. She's also Steve Martin's stunt double in Only Murders in the Building.
Wow.
Jane Lynch.
Okay.
Which is a great show.
Yeah.
I like
that. I rewatched The Fugitive, forgot she was in that.
Remember the mob she created? It was crazy. Yep. Jane Lynch mob page. It was
it's her fan base.
That was that's what she called it.
You get a picture in the two fingers in the tongue for a nominal monthly fee.
Can't do that because that makes him upset. I don't.
She sends you one once a month. She does.
Paige does the whole hand when she does the two fingers in the tongue.
Like she just takes her hand and like she's getting ready to shake your hand, but then puts her tongue between the thumb and the.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Like my God, the depth on that woman.
She goes face first. She really
she
gets
does.
In there.
She like motorboats at V. I will say. Paige, you guess.
Oh, where are we now? 60.
She's forgotten who we're talking about. Clearly, 65.
Jane Lynch is 65 years old. Let's play something a little more happy, a little more upbeat than Freddy Krueger.
I keep doing the RKO pose for some reason. I don't know why.
Fans will do it. Like when he takes pictures, he'll just point at them.
I want him to be Batman. That would be huge.
This is a LA Rams legend.
Ram it. Jim Everett?
No, he is one too, but if I
Dickerson.
No, he is one too. It'll give it away, but I'll tell you the little fact. He tackled Sirhan.
God, shoot.
He shot RFK.
Shoot. Give me the initials.
RG.
I don't know.
Rosie Greer.
Ah, foot.
Yep.
He was a preacher to prisoners before he died. He became an ordained minister and would only go to prisons.
Now, I didn't know
this.
Which
makes me think if you saw him on the side of the road and said, hey, will you minister to me? And if I wasn't a convict, he would say no.
I got a little fact here sometimes about when we have a birthday. It says Chris Darden claims that OJ confessed to Rosie Greer what really happened.
See, what trial. I just said makes sense. Because that's literally what he was doing was prison ministry.
But if you watch the latest OJ doc they put out, his friend at the time, tell something really telling about the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Would sound like a confession.
There's not the latest one. There's not one.
Yeah, the Netflix one, the latest one they did.
That was my favorite one. I enjoyed it. There was stuff I did not know.
The guy who was OJ's friend said that OJ told him if she wouldn't have answered the door with a knife that night, she'd still be alive. Yep. And then he's like, yeah, we'll quit being friends for a little bit, Juice.
Yeah.
Daddy Juice.
And then he sold all the memorabilia that OJ gave him.
Every damn bit of it.
Which, I mean, if you don't want it, what are you just going to give it away? I'd sell it too.
Hey. Might as well. He was signing numbers in prison, when he was in LA County, making a ton. Rosie Greer, 93.
Bobby, dad blame. I'm surprised he's still with us. I thought that was going to be one of those, ha-ha, he's dead.
He's a big man.
That's not funny. Yeah. Yeah.
93 in that size. Gotta be tough.
Yeah, it's like, you ever, what was his name? Foolett. He used to play, he retired from football and then went on to Ernie Ladd, Big Cat Ernie Ladd.
Yeah.
You see him toward the end of his life, he's still this big, walking, like, mammoth of a man, but you're like, God, your legs and back have to just, you poor thing, you.
And his neck and his crack. Rosie's 6'5".
I heard more than just his armpits sting.
I think they really do.
God. From his pits to his bits.
More than just my armpits sting.
Pits to his bits.
It's the worst.
You know what? Speaking of that time of the month, tomorrow it's happening. And we ain't talking about Chain Flow.
No.
Talking about the Olive Vice Show.
It's going to be good.
Once a month. And one of these is... I don't want to promise too much, but I'm going to tell you, if this goes as it reads in this first little... First off, we got to start giving them more. You could tell...
Yeah, you don't have enough to type.
You don't have enough to space to type anything, the form. But nevertheless, this is something I did not think in 2025 we would be having a conversation about. I figured this would be like 2050, 2060, 2075 even. Not right now in 2020, damn five.
A little scary.
It is. And I'm also like, well, is it bad? Yes, that's probably very bad.
So yeah, it's...
We're going to have to put on some high heels and think like a woman tomorrow morning, fat boy.
Yeah, should be fun.
Again.
I'm going to go with flats. I am.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a favorite wing.
That's right. Flats. No, that's what Europeans call apartments.
That's really what Paige's chest never was.
Never, ever.
Unfortunately.
All right, enough about her breasts. You never talk about mine. You never do.
I know, really.
Well, I always like to say what you mentioned off the air earlier.
Well, we won't.
Yours are bigger.
That was great.
Just saying.
I'll tell you what I said off the air. I said the first time, it was at camp one time, and I was in a place where I literally was just, I didn't know where I was supposed to go, and I opened the locker room to what I thought was the guys.
Oh, no.
And it was the girls.
No, you didn't.
And again, honest here, I was 10 years old, so...
You got stuck in the slide,
right, too. Likewise, on the same side there. And when I saw the girl standing there, I was like, my God, mine are bigger than that. And that was concerning.
You got pride.
All Advice Show, you're get well to this podcast. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands, and God bless America. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.